Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Slacker Show afternoons on Alice 105.9.
What happened?
Well, so I was on TikTok.
Rip.
Not yet. We're still scrolling. We're getting our max hours in.
Just one last time, I want to ask the question to everyone in the room, not just the addict. There's going to be an 11th hour reprieve. There's no way they're
Mr.
really
going
to turn this thing.
Mr.
off.
Beast has said, like, I'm trying to buy it. I don't know. I don't want to get political. I don't think it's going to, no one's going to allow it to be bought because that's not the real reason.
So you think on Sunday, because that's the other speculation. And now I think they've confirmed it, but like, does it just go dark?
I don't know what it's going to do.
Because the thing is, if you don't have TikTok on your phone right now, you won't be able to download it after mm-hmm. Sunday.
Yeah, I had read that like you might still use it, like it might still be able to access it after
but
Sunday,
but
you
no can't, new content.
You can't post, and yeah, right. It'll just be like it'll be
spin
frozen
down
in time.
So like, yes,
kind of
thing. Like, you know,
okay.
I was going to make terrible analogies that get me in trouble.
Well, I was thinking we could post our like deepest, darkest secrets. Because why not?
Like Saturday
Nothing
night
matters,
at midnight
yeah.
and just go on and go, oh!
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that's not about it. Okay, so right. Anyway, you were on your final doom scroll.
Yes, and I saw something that happened to me, and I thought I was being a good person, but it turns out I might have really messed up.
This has enough weirdness to it that I'm super intrigued. What?
So I went to the store. It was kind of late at night. And I went in, but I was at the parking lot grabbing my reusable bags, and there's a van like a couple spots away from me, and like the door's open. No one's in the car. It's a full car. No one is in it. So
What do you mean it's a full car then?
There's like a bunch of stuff in it.
Groceries and stuff.
Yeah, groceries, just like random stuff. I didn't look at exactly what it was, but it was full.
Whoa.
Okay.
And so I like look in, I see no one's in there, and I close the door. Cause I'm like, I don't want anyone to get that. That's a bait car. Did you guys know that?
Wait, that's a real thing?
Yes. There's like a cop car a couple aisles or lanes over.
No, there's not.
And they're probably just like, she ruined it. We have to go open the door again.
That's not a bait car.
Yes. Bait cars are real.
Because they want you to get, they think you'll get into the car.
Or steal the stuff.
And steal, yeah.
Is it stealing if it's open?
Yes, it's still not your stuff.
Okay, so I have a similar... Okay, never mind.
I didn't break. I just entered.
Why? No, I'm just saying...
You're taking stuff that doesn't belong to you. That's stealing.
I know, but... Okay, then let me ask you this.
I found it. In the parking lot.
The other day, I was walking out of King Soopers, and there was a cart with like 5 things in it.
Okay.
Sitting next to a car.
Okay.
And I was like... I've got a good trajectory to my car. So to grab that cart and take it back inside and go, somebody left this, that's out of my realm. I'm not going to do that. But a couple of the things in there were things that I buy.
Sure.
And there was no one around.
There was no one around.
Or I've been meaning to buy, or I used to buy.
Or I already have it home, but I go, yeah. Use more.
Or, you know, maybe I should try that new thing.
It was like,
you
know? It was like granola bars. It was like kid stuff, though. It was like Mott's.
Oh, yeah.
Gummy, fruit gummies.
Okay.
By the way, can we have that debate real fast?
Oh,
here?
Those are the best ones. Mott's?
I've been Mott's for a while, but then the Welch's really can get
you. Oh, I forgot about
Welch's
those.
Welch's or Mott's, man. Which is, if you're going to open a fruit snack and they're both just sitting there and Costco has bulk in bulk.
I like Welch's. I'll go Welch's 100%. All day.
Yeah.
They make my favorite drink of all time, the sparkling grape juice, so I have to I have to stick with them.
I know I bring this up to you every time. Have you ever had the white grape juice?
I have, yeah.
It's the greatest thing. It's way better than anything else.
I like the red one.
No.
The red one.
Because
then my wife can pour a glass of wine and I can pour my glass. And
there's white
she's
wine
none
too.
The wiser.
I know, but okay. She is the wiser. Yours is frothy and leaving a stain on your face.
I'm also chugging it too fast. But
okay, so what would you have done with that cart?
I probably would have looked around to see if there was someone in the car. Maybe they got in because they had to take a phone call or something. Or I would walk it back.
Do you know how much I hate you right now?
Why?
Because that is exactly what it was. And I walked so close to that cart. And at the last possible second, as my hand was about to go, yoink, I was like, buddy, you don't need, what are you doing?
Right.
What kind of person are you? Like, you can afford these. This isn't a sign that, hey man, here's free Welch's.
Yeah. You were just in the store and did not choose to buy them. So
and
you
I
don't
know
need
I
them
have
now.
A box from Costco. And as I'm walking by and I'm like, huh. And I got to my car and I put my stuff in, I turned around and their car door opened. They had the like super limo tinted windows and they got out and they grabbed their stuff. But they had closed it. Car wasn't running.
I mean, that is kind of odd.
Really weird.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like a bait thing. But my point is the same. That stuff was just sitting there. Would that be stealing?
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's just sitting in a cart in the middle of the parking lot.
But you didn't buy it.
I know, but it's not stealing. It's not it's just sitting there.
I guess. I don't know.
It's still that person, they're an idiot. Like if you set your AirPods somewhere.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree with you.
That's not stealing. You're dumb. You left them somewhere.
It's still stealing.
It's not dumb.
Because they're not yours.
I know they're
that
not
person
yours.
Is still that person is still an idiot for leaving them there, but if you're taking something that's not yours, that's stealing.
Yeah. What about the person loading up their trunk and you're like, well, it's just sitting here, you know? You should have shut your trunk.
No. Like, dude, you know that that's not the same thing.
You push him out of the way.
No, like, no.
Come on, idiot.
The hip check. You guys understand that. I understand what you're saying.
It's if it's not yours, in the parking lot.
If it's not yours, then it's technically kind of sort of stealing. But you're telling me that you've never seen a $5 bill on the ground and went like,
that's different.
Bait car, you know how to get Aaron.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.